recent city council hearing to promote a ban on protests outside the homes of corporate executives and or a mask law, Steve Goodman, husband of Jennifer LeRae, a known target of anti-Huntington Life Sciences protests, went so far as to claim that they feared that their house would be burned down by summer unless peaceful protests outside their home were banned. I don't know about you, but I don't see how banning peaceful protests stops people from setting a fire, which is already a felony.
HLS customers that were testifying at the D.C. City Council hearing, Stephen Goodman and Brett Lambert, were pushing the council to push this push a more restrictive...
Brett Lambert? Isn't that the guy that almost got me killed?
It is. Yes. He is a piece of work. He lied. He keeps on lying. He was actually caught in court by the defense attorney, Sean Day, pointed out his lies on the stand in court, and the judge just completely, didn't take any of that into consideration.
And so what's this about them saying your houses will be burned down unless peaceful protest is banned?
They were actually saying that they need restrictive legislation so soon, because by this summer their house might be burnt down.
Well, don't they understand that in California none of that shit happened until after such a legislation was passed?
Oh yeah, they should know their history. The Association for Biomedical Research people were actually there testifying at the D.C. City Council, and they were saying that in California, that's the pattern that has happened and escalation.
In fact, some groups that practice armed struggle have complained that peaceful protest competes with armed action. So it would seem to me that destroying peaceful protest destroys armed action's competition.